This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Last week, an executive counselor dropped an unexpected allegation about possible wrongdoing within the State Liquor Commission. Democrat Andrew Valinsky is calling for an investigation by the Attorney General's office into how state-run liquor stores handle large, all-cash transactions, many of them allegedly being made by out-of-state customers. It turns out these same concerns were raised in 2012 when Republican lawmakers led an inquiry into the Liquor Commission. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been reading through the documents related to that investigation, and he joins us now. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Rick.
Before we go back to the 2012 inquiry, Todd, what is it that Counselor Valinsky is raising concerns about now?
Well, Valinsky submitted a memo last week that he believes contains evidence of potential wrongdoing by the state-run Liquor Commission. They basically boil down to one controversial assertion, which is that the State Liquor Commission may be working to make it easier for out-of-state buyers to skirt federal law and essentially launder money. This came to Valinsky's attention apparently from whistleblowers and from something he witnessed inside the Keene liquor store. He says he watched as customers purchased just huge quantities of Hennessy cognac, paying for it all in cash.
Well, there's nothing illegal about buying a large amount of booze or doing so with cash, though, right?
That's correct. You or I could go in and buy as much Henny as we want. The issue is if you pay for it using more than $10,000 in cash, under federal law, you are required to complete an IRS form. It's called Form 8300. And Valinsky says he watched as the customers split up the purchase at the register into two smaller purchases so that they would each fall under the $10,000 threshold. And by doing that, by structuring the transactions so that they fall below the 10 grand mark, the sales don't require a federal form to be filled out. Valinsky wants the state attorney general to investigate Liquor Commission policies surrounding these transactions and determine, you know, if the commission is turning a blind eye to them or even taking steps to facilitate them. The Liquor Commission, for their part, they flatly deny that their employees or top management in any way is facilitating any sales that would violate federal law.
New Hampshire is of course, a destination for cheap liquor in the region. It's an important revenue source for the state. But this isn't the first time the Liquor Commission has come under scrutiny.
That's right. In 2012, then-House Speaker Bill O'Brien, a Republican, he responded to a series of reports about the Liquor Commission by creating a special House committee. And that bipartisan group of lawmakers was charged with looking into whether or not, in O'Brien's words, the Liquor Commission was a rogue agency. There were more than a dozen public hearings, a huge ream of documents turned over by the Liquor Commission. And an outside law firm was brought in to question both current and former Liquor Commission employees.
And what came of that?
Well, the investigation touched on a wide range of concerns brought forward by Speaker O'Brien. He wanted to know how the commission's alleged hiring of a lobbyist went down, how $100,000 worth of wine went missing from a Portsmouth liquor store. He wanted to know more about the commission's use of warehouses. And this issue of bootlegging, of large cash sales to out-of-state buyers, this was also in the Special House Committee's purview. And in its 57-page final report, the one issued by lawmakers, the bootlegging findings were somewhat buried. They comprise just a little over 3 pages. But what the committee reported mirrors in some ways the same concerns brought forward last week by Andrew Valinsky, concerns about bulk all-cash sales to out-of-state buyers, about whether the Liquor Commission was properly reporting those to the feds, and whether liquor store employees were being put at risk in these situations.
So did that 2012 investigation find evidence that the Liquor Commission was either assisting in or at least, you know, turning a blind eye to these transactions?
By my reading of the document, there was no smoking gun, no concrete proof that the commission was taking steps to facilitate illegal transactions. But the documents do contain statements from former high-level staff within the Liquor Commission who felt that top management was not doing enough to police these transactions. A longtime manager claimed that he was forced to send out a revised policy to all the stores that told employees to not ask questions about any large all-cash transactions. In his eyes, this was done to make illegal structuring easier. That manager, in fact, retired from the Liquor Commission in part due to his concerns about how the agency was being run. There was also an anecdote about a former liquor store manager in Hinsdale who was apparently brought before a grand jury in New York over that state's allegations that the Hinsdale liquor store was basically complicit with bootlegging. And then there were more examples of large all-cash transactions that were completed in New Hampshire that appeared to be in direct violation of IRS reporting laws. And those cases, again, involved people being arrested in other states.
So, Todd, did the special House committee find any fault or make any recommendations about those practices?
You know, the House committee issued a list of 13 legislative fixes based on its inquiry into the Liquor Commission, but none of those 13 directly touched on this issue of bootlegging. I think there's real question here about who and how these transactions should be monitored. You know, if customers are violating Massachusetts, Vermont, or New York liquor and tax laws, there are legitimate doubts about what, if any, role New Hampshire should be playing in enforcing another state's rules. But what's murkier here is how to handle federal reporting laws and what, if any, steps the state should be taking. O'Brien's committee, it didn't provide any guidance following the 2012 investigation. Andrew Valinsky, for his part, is hoping that the state attorney general today, 2018, you know, will launch their own inquiry into that very topic.
All right. We'll be watching. I'm sure we'll hear more from NHPR's Todd Bookman. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.